Yeah, okay. No.
Let's move to race one at Warwick Farm. It's the... Oh, Glenn, please take it away.
Andrew, it is the TAB Rewards Handicap here. It's a two-year-old maiden over 1,200 metres, and Wild Heart the toppie. Huey Bowman to ride it now, with Tommy being unavailable, is... I better put the right race on. Yeah, it's a $4 chance. Americana Magic is out, no deduction. Animalia back as a gelding today at $5.50. Curdled at $7.50. Enfield Op came out this morning, 10 cents win, nothing the place. King Billy, not King Billy Coke Bottle, and put that up on Wikipedia if you want to find out a bit of laughing. King Billy Coke Bottle, it's a $21 chance. Surge of Quebec is out. 19 cents a winner, nothing the place of deductions there. Fraudulent at $12. Sane Net, at $7.50. Morzuna is a $5.50 chance. Takuka Cod, and hopefully they'll zero in on its colours today, because there is actually a fish. The cod is on the colours front and back at $7.50. And Sword Off Shotgun is a $16 chance. Well, as you could imagine, not a great deal of activity here. The best back runner was actually Siege of Quebec, and we heard Adrian talk about it's scratching this morning. So the most popular runner now becomes Wild Heart.
Yeah, the pace has come out of this race now, Lizzie, with the scratchings of Enfield Op and Siege of Quebec. Those horses who have got exposed form generally have raced off speed, and those coming out of trials have been ridden conservatively. So, look, I don't know who leads. Maybe Curdled from the soft gate will jump up on speed. Marzuna was prominent from a soft gate at Canterbury on debut. She may work across from her outside gate. Possibly Animalia will settle closer, but I don't think, Lizzie, there'll be much tempo early in this race.
Yeah, I saw it like that as well, Ray. There's quite a few horses that look like they're back markers that want to get back and run on. But my numbers are 3, 1, 9 and 10. I've put 3 Animalia on top. He was okay on debut at the Beaumont track at Newcastle last preparation. I thought he ran on okay for third. He was a little bit green and still new to the game. He's come back at gelding. I did like his trial. I always like the Godolphin's horses that trial where they don't do a great deal. They sit back in the field and they just poke through and hit the line quite nicely. What I like most about him is that he finished off in front of everyone. He was in the same trial as Siege of Quebec, the horse that's been back, the horse that they really liked. Mm. And he finished up at the top in front with them. So I think that he's a really nice horse going forward. I'm not quite sure where the speed's going to come from, but if they ride him within himself, I think he certainly looks as though he's got plenty of upside. And did I say he's been gelded, which is one of my favourite gear changes. In the second, I have Wild Heart. I thought the first up run at Geelong was full of merit. He's another one who's going to be get back and run on, but certainly would have taken some benefit from the first up run. Another first starter from the Godolphin stable, Cianet. I quite liked his trial. He wasn't asked to do a great deal, but he certainly looks like he's got plenty of talent. And on my notes, I put he has a lovely action, which is always, they always seem if they have this nice action, they can certainly stretch out and run well. In for fourth, I have Marwazuna. I thought in the yard first up, she just looked like she was going to take some benefit from the run, and that's how she raced. She was quite handy up on the speed and didn't find a lot in the straight. So I popped her in for fourth, banking on that she will have taken some benefit. 3, 1, 9 and 10 for me.
Yeah, tricky race to start the day. Now, I've gone for the 4 Curdled. I think it's good value here, about the $7.50, as Glenn mentioned. Look, just from the soft gate, I think he's just going to lob in the right position without doing too much petrol early. I know the form guide reads he was 7th of 7 into the straight at Canterbury, but he drew an awkward gate that day. Hugh Bowman rode him conservatively. The race was a bit of a sprint home, and Curdle sort of got left a bit flat-footed coming into the straight, but his last 150 metres in particular, he really hit the line strongly. At his previous start, he was a very good second first up to Ellie's Encore, who's won again since. I just think he's going to settle in the right position here in a race with very little upfront tempo, and I think the leaders might have the advantage here. And if Curdled's up on speed, which he should be from the soft gate today, I think he'll take some running down, and at good odds, the 4 Curdled. 1 Wild Heart, an eye-catching run on debut, as Lizzie pointed out, got a long way back at Geelong, really hit the line strongly. That was over the 1,100 metres. Stepping up to 1,200 should suit. A query, obviously, on the heavy, but he was very good on debut. Number three, Animalia, Lizzie's top tip. No knock on Animalia. Ran nicely on debut at the Newcastle track earlier this season. His recent trials hasn't been fully tested. Looks a nice type on the way up. And another one out of the trials, having its first start, number eight, Fraudulent. Beautifully bred filly by Trusting out of Row D, and she won a Blue Diamond, lost it subsequently after a positive test. But Fraudulent comes into this off two trials. Her most recent trial, she was powering through the field late to run second. Look, she'll probably get back as well, but if there's any sort of tempo up front and she gets the opportunity to run on, she could be a knockout chance. She was excellent at that trial. But in the first, I thought number four, Curdle, might just get run of the race stuff to suit. 4-1, 3-8, tough race to open the day.
4-1, 3-8 for Ray. Darren Flindell likes the 3 Animalia to beat 8-1 and 4. 3-8, 1 and 4 in the first four. Race caller Darren Flindell. Race two, Glenn. This is over the mile, being obviously knocked around by the four scratchings.
Yeah, so we got Sam Bro. I'll just check the deduction of it. I think it came out at around about Friday, but I just don't know whether we had the market up at that stage. We've got Madame Moustache here, is a $4.80 chance. Alec, it ran Saturday Kembla, came out yesterday, 7 cents a win and nothing the place. Canaletto, out no deduction. Heliosphere, with the winkers on today, is an odds-on chance at $1.90. Kajitan is at $12. Zatar at $12. African Rainbow at $4. Indie Showgirl ran at Kembla on Saturday, out no deduction. And Love Speed Girl is a $12 chance. Well, at this stage, there is zero interest in the race. And I'll just check with that Sambo scratching here as I go back to it. And no, I haven't got it there at the moment.
Okay.
Again, a race with very little tempo here with the scratchings. Just the six runners now. Madame Moustache has drawn the inside gate. She just might lead by default here, Lizzie. Kajitan, also drawn well, probably sits outside Madame Moustache. Just a small field. Again, Lizzie, very little upfront tempo early.
You're another tricky race to work out on paper, but my numbers 5, 8, 2 and 7. I have 5 Heliosphere on top. I'm going with the Kementari form line. I just thought his first up performance was really solid, running fourth behind Kementari. He hit the line really nicely. We all have a huge opinion of Kementari. So that form line I thought was the strongest going into this race. In for second, I have African Rainbow. She actually got back. We thought she would go forward in the race at Rose Hill, but was won by Silence. But she actually got back and she was really run off her feet. I think if she can get a bit more of a forward sitting, and also the jockey change is a big plus for her. She's got a senior rider on. She can be put into the race, and she certainly hit the line strongly, I thought, last start. And in a race like this, back down to a midweek company, I thought she could run really nicely. Madame Moustache, she's been slightly disappointing this time in. She's always hitting the line okay. She has every chance, but she's hitting the line okay. Up to the mile, I think, will certainly suit her. She's quite a nice filly. I've seen her a few times in the yard, and she always parades nice and fit and forward. I'm just liking that she's going to probably be the leader by default. And I put Zatar in for four. So my numbers 5, 8, 2 and 7.
Yeah, similar numbers, Lizzie. Slightly different order, but with number 5, Heliosphere on top. For all the reasons Lizzie said, look, a terrific debut. He was last in the straight in a field of 12. He wouldn't have beaten Kementari even if he was much closer than that. But I love the way he weaved through the field, and he really hit the line strongly late to run fourth on debut. He wouldn't need to improve much off that to win this. The 1600 should suit him. He looks a really nice type. The Sebrings generally handle these heavy track conditions, and Gerald Ryan gave a nice push for Heliosphere earlier this morning. He's into $1.90, as Glenn mentioned, but it's probably about the right price. I've got him on top from 7 Zatar. This is a colt who caught my eye at Kembla when resuming. He didn't have a lot of galloping room in between runners for much of the straight, but he's working to the line nicely, and he's the full brother to Happy Hannah. We heard from Peter Snowden earlier that he wants to get this horse out to the mile. He needs every bit of the 1600 second up. He's an interesting runner at odds, Zatar. The 8 African Rainbow, look, I think he will settle a lot closer today. The Fox Wedge filly. Generally speaking, the Fox Wedge breed get through these conditions. She could run a good race here. Number 2, Madame Moustache, won a victory vein plate early in the season. As Lizzie pointed out, her form's been a little bit disappointing since resuming here, but she'll get a soft lead, and if she can run a strong 1600 in the heavy, she might take running down, because I don't think there's much to take her on early. But pretty keen on Heliosphere. Looks a nice type in the making in race 2. 5, 7, 8 and 2.
And joining the trio, Darren Flindell, he likes the 5 as well, to beat 8-2 and 6-5, 8-2 and 6 for Darren in race 2. Did you find it, Glenn?
Yeah, it was 32 cents, Andrew, but having a look at, there's basically been no investments on the race, and I'd say it was scratched straight after they did them, or very, very close to after they put the market up. And people would have seen, because it was in on Saturday, and they knew it wouldn't be backing up here. But the boys have just pushed Heliosphere to $2 after everyone tipped it on top.
Righto, well, maybe we jump into $2. Race 3 here, a couple of, as we've learnt this morning, with Darren Biebman and Adrian Bott, and Adrian, of course, with Gay, have got the three runners in the race. Take us through the market here.
Oh, it's the Schweppes handicap, Andrew. You failed to mention that.
Well, but, I needed you to.
Okay, thank you very much. Estafette, the toppy here with the tongue tie on today, is a $10 chance. Jaunty is at $3.70. Ragosa Rose at $3.50 and favourite. Lope de Lope is a $5 chance. Bowdye Blue came out this morning, 10 cents to win and nothing to place. Varese with Brenton Abdullah replacing Tommy Berry, I should say, at $5.50. Come on Vogue at $9. And Flying DJ with the tongue tie on but the blinkers taken off is a $12 chance. Best supported runner here is Jaunty, and I'm sure Wayne Harris made it his black booker after it had his first run at Kembla the other day.
Yeah, another difficult race here, but I think the speed will go on from the start here, Liz, with Flying DJ. It's been ridden really aggressively in its two recent trials and won by margins. I think it'll be out in front and highballing it. Varese might lob tuck in behind it. Lope de Lope will also settle up on speed, and Ragosa Rose won't be too far away. This will be a race, I think, Lizzie, that they will run along at a genuine tempo.
Had it panned out like that as well, Ray. My numbers 2, 3, 1, and 6. So I've got Jaunty on top. I really like that first up performance at Kembla Grange. And he began a touch awkwardly and he hit the line really strongly. The extra 200 metres will certainly suit him. And he's a horse that does look like he's got plenty of upside, very lightly raced. Chris Waller's horses always make improvement second up. So he really picks himself for me. In for second, I have Ragosa Rose. I thought her first up performance was good. She was a horse that was pretty forward in condition first up, so I don't expect a massive amount of improvement from her, but she still will take a little bit of residual fitness from that. In for third, I've got Estafette. I thought the first up run was quite good at Gosford. Jumped a little bit poorly and hit the line okay, so another horse that will be getting back and hitting the line strongly. And in for fourth, Burries. Did have pretty much all the favours up front last start, but another horse that will take some improvement from the run. 2, 3, 1, 6 for me, Ray.
Okay, Lizzie, I'm going a bit wide here with the 8 Flying DJ. Look, I'm taking her on trust. Her debut preparation, she couldn't get out of her own way. 4 starts, 4 unplaced runs, but she's been a different horse since coming back into work. Her 2 trials have just been stunning. She's led by margins into the straight and kept going to win by more than 5 lengths on both occasions. We've heard from Adrian Bott earlier that she has come back in a much more seasoned filly here. With Rachel King's claim, she'll lead on her own. She might take some running down at $12, Flying DJ. I know she's first up at the 1,400, but those 2 trials have both been really solid, aggressive trials over 1,200. So she's forward enough. At the $12, she makes appeal to me because she'll get that lead unchallenged, I think, and she'll take some catching if she can produce that trial form here. The danger, I thought, was her stablemate number 3, Ragosa Rose. Lizzie found this filly as well in her top 4, and her debut effort at Warwick Farm, excellent. Had to cover a bit of extra ground from the 600, but she was working home nicely to run a close third to Sharpness, who looks a nice filly in the making. She'll get a lovely run from gate 2 here. She'll be hard to beat for sure. Number 2, Jaunty. As Glenn mentioned, there's been some money for Jaunty. Her debut effort at Kembla was excellent. They came home in sub 34 that day. Silent C, who knocked up running placings, broke her maiden, but Jaunty gave her a big start and ran her to a short neck. It was a really good debut effort. She'll be stalking these leaders. This pace that Flying DJ will set her should suit Jaunty. She'll be charging late. And of the rest, I thought number 1, Estafette. That was only a 4-horse field at Gosford. She did work home nicely when chasing the race fit Free Sky on debut, and she should improve off that. But I'm taking a bit of a gamble here, Lizzie. I like the 8 Flying DJ. I've been so impressed with her trials in the third. 8, 3, 2, and 1.
Well, impressed also by the trials is Darren Flindell. He likes Flying DJ as well. The 8 to beat 3, 4, and 2. 8, 3, 4, and 2. Darren is a bit of a trial follower, though. Obviously, calls a few there, Ray, and watches them intently, like all of us should do.
Yeah, look, it's probably not a good thing to pick a horse first up on a heavy track at 1400. But as I said, Andrew, those two trials were 200. She was ridden aggressively. She responded, won by margins, and just with that lightweight with Rachel King's claim, I think she'll give a sight here.
Righto, we'll take a break with Ray Thomas and Lizzie Jolse previewing Warwick Farm.
The Big Sports Breakfast. Blue Sport Aaron Woods on the possible pitfalls of the squad staying at the Star ahead of Game 2.
Now that's the biggest thing with Loz. He's sort of shown a lot of faith in guys. You know, we've had a lot of guys get a second chance in the team. And the biggest thing that you could do that, you know, is a massive no-no in our squad at the moment is, you know, cross Laurie. So, you know, I'm sure none of the boys would do that. He's just treating us like men. And we get that, you know, the right to stay there. But, you know, we got to repay Laurie the faith in, you know, being men and just preparing for the game that Wednesday night.
The Big Sports Breakfast, 5:30 weekdays on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing One. Brought to you by USG Borrell, Penrith Mazda, TAB and Volkswagen Amarok.
Bet you'll love waiting for a delayed train, half time at the footy, or even sitting in a dentist's waiting room. Because with the TAB app, you can enjoy live racing on your phone anytime, anywhere. What's more, you can even watch races while you scroll out great odds and bet. Plus, with race replays on demand, you can study the favourites or relive a classic race. Enjoy live racing today. Download the TAB app or visit tab.com.au. TAB, we love a bet. Race replays excludes Victoria Thoroughbreds. Gamble responsibly.
It's end of financial year time. You know what that means?
See your accountant.
No, it's Bingley end of financial year sale with huge savings at all our stores.
And after the sale, see your accountant.
Why?
The government's small business tax rebate up to $20,000 per item. If purchased by June 30, you might be able to claim a new fridge or coffee maker or a massager to reduce stress.
I might see the accountant.
Why?
To see if I can claim stress-related work.
What stress?
You.
The Bingley end of financial year sale. On now.
Dynamic syndications with Gay and Adrian offer a colt by Lonro. Champion racehorse and sire from Group 1 winner I'm an Anabar. 5 wins, 3 at stakes level, including the Group 1 railway handicap.
An impeccably bred youngster, champion stallion in Lonro. Amanabar, wonderful race mare. Come and join us.
Become part of the dynamic Gay and Adrian team in our Lonro I'm an Anabar colt. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFL 33 60 808.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB's Bundle Bet Multi. Combine your racing Bundle Bet legs with all your favourite sports to create the ultimate multi. Gamble responsibly.
Just gone 8:30 here on this public holiday for Queen's Birthday. It's actually not a birthday, Ray, though, is it? It's, we always celebrate it on this weekend, but she doesn't celebrate it.
No, I think it's early in the year, isn't it? And other states have their Queen's Birthday holiday early in the year. It's typical of our country. Things are all over the place.
Exactly. No public holiday, I think, in Queensland, so that's why there's not a meeting there. But South Australia, I think, do. Victoria and New South Wales. Righto, we're with Ray Thomas and Lizzie Jolse. Glenn Munsey's here, of course, with the market for Race 4.
Yes, and it's the All Too Hard at Vinery here, the fourth on the program today at the farm. It's a maiden for three-year-old colts and geldings over 1,400 metres. And Tivoli Street is a short price favourite. The toppy, in fact, odds on at $1.75. Dream Builder is a $4 chance. Typhoon Charlie at $17. Grasberg is at $61. Then we go to Lucky Legend at $7.50. Heyman, I wonder if we'll go to the races today, Duff, seeing he's an owner. At $16. Gravitate with the blinkers on but the winkers off at $23. Sobrarian is at $26. And Waldo Waldorf is a $12 chance. No interest at this stage on race number 4.
Yeah, I think Sobrarian might lead here, Lizzie. It's shown no speed in its previous 5 starts, but since coming back into work, it's been ridden up on speed in its trial, so maybe a change of tactics here. It's drawn a soft gate. Rachel King's claim, no weight, probably leads by default almost. No tempo here. Gravitate may go forward. Tivoli Street should lob into a pretty good spot close to the pace, and maybe Heyman also settles up on speed from the inside gate. But again, no tempo. Lizzie, I've got Sobrarian controlling from in front.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I saw it as well. 1, 2, 5, and 8 for me, Ray. I've got Tivoli Street on top. I put him, everyone would have probably put him into their black book last start. He started first up and was beaten just by a better horse on the day in Launch Code. I thought, looking at him in the yard, he certainly was forward in condition for one of Chris's, but he definitely had improvement to come in his coat, and he was still at the start of his preparation, so you'd expect that. And I really thought that run was very solid. He probably, if he'd got out a little bit sooner, he would have maybe challenged the winner a touch. But as I said, I just think he was beaten by a better horse on the day. Making that nice natural improvement, he's the right price for me. In for second, I have Dream Builder. He's a very progressive looking horse. He's a horse that really took your eye first up. He was back and ran on really strongly. The tactics were even queried that day. They thought he'd be a little bit further on the speed, and he was back. So he was a horse that you would think that they might ride a little bit further forward with no speed in the race. In for third, I have Lucky Legend. I thought the first up run was okay at Hawkesbury. Another horse that was a mile back and hit the line strongly, so he would have taken some improvement. And in for fourth, I've got the 8th Siberian, another horse that will be leading by default, will have all its own way up in front, and certainly will be take some running down. 1, 2, 5, and 8 for me.
Yeah, similar numbers for me too, Lizzie. I've got Tivoli Street on top. Look, ticks all the boxes. I guess the one little query is the heavy track conditions. But as Lizzie pointed out, really good first up, chasing home a smart horse in Launch Code. This looks an easier race. And look, provided handles the track conditions, it should be a pretty routine win for the one, Tivoli Street. Clearly on top. If there is a danger, I thought it is the 2, Dream Builder. Lizzie also found Dream Builder. Really good run on debut at Newcastle, was back last, weaving through the field late, ran a really good third behind Pleasure and Boston Light. He'll improve off that, and I think he'll run a race here again. The 6, Heyman for the Duff. Look, its last two runs have been pretty good efforts at Bathurst. I know this is a step up again, but racing okay. With the claim for Nick Hayward, who's riding particularly well, has got some soft track form. Heyman could be one to watch here. And number 5, Lucky Legend. Lizzie also found this horse. He couldn't keep up earlier at Hawkesbury. He was in a different race, but he eventually tacked onto the field into the straight, and he was working home nicely in the finish. He's run 6th of 8, only beaten 2 1/4 lengths. It was a pretty good run on resuming from that, and he'll improve off that. But look, provided he handles the heavy track conditions, the 1, Tivoli Street, looks really hard to beat in the 4th. 1, 2, 6, and 5.
And one as well for Darren Flindell, Tivoli Street, to beat 9, 2, and 6. 1, 9, 2, and 6 in race 4. I've got hammered a little bit this morning, guys.
Because?
Social media.
Oh, Andrew, why would you worry about it?
There are one or two comments coming back. All I'm doing with Batman is just having a bit of fun. It's just a little bit of a different Monday. And I'll tell you who's had a different Monday. For those that may not have heard the Formula One result and don't want to, flick off for 10, 15 seconds. Ricardo's run third, and he's done the shoe again. He's really drunk out of the shoe. And
finishing third.
For third, and he's got the famous actor, Sir Patrick Stewart, was doing the interviews, and he even got him to sip out of his same shoe.
Gee, it's caught the worldwide trend now. Lewis Hamilton won, didn't he, Andrew?
He did win. But Ricardo ran third, and Glenn, would you do that? Would you literally sip champagne out of your shoe after you've done a day's work?
Well, it'd be fairly fresh, the shoe, Andrew, for me to do a day's work. It, you know, only runs about 3 or 4 minutes.
Andrew's seen his shoes.
Yes.
They're always delightful shoes, aren't they, Lizzie?
They are. They're very expensive shoes. You wouldn't be sipping champagne out of them.
No.
Unless it was Krug or...
Dom Perignon.
Yeah.
That's what glasses are for.
Want to be good. Yeah.
Anyway, he's done it again, so it'll be on the media all through the day.
He might have tipped himself as a place-only moral. He's been busy, Sir Patrick Stewart. Someone put up Aaron Moy, the Australian soccer player, put up a photo and said, Sir Patrick Stewart, that was Aaron Moy's father, because he looked like him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anyway, good moments.
Very busy.
Good moments. All right, let's move to race 5.
Tab.com.au plate, Andrew. This is a maiden for 3-year-olds over a mile, where Happy Hustler is a $15 chance. Muse, you'd make an interesting Muse, Andrew, for the Archibald Prize or something at $41. Thai Boxing is a $4.40 chance. The World Over at 7. Bella's Duchess is a 101 chance. Birdsong with the blinkers on today at $5. Isle of Capri, as my Italian tour guide calls it, at $5.50. Jardine for $14, I should say. And Heights, the favourite here at $2.90. Best back runner here, Queen of Heights. You don't often see this. Three horses coming out of the one race 5 days ago. Queen of Heights, Isle of Capri and Thai Boxing.
Yeah, I think the leader here will be Queen of Heights. Boys, it's and Lizzie, it's drawn gate four outside of Thai Boxing. They'll go forward. I think Queen of Heights will cross and lead. Probably no real pressure here. Thai Boxing will stalk. Maybe Birdsong with the blinkers on will settle a bit closer, Lizzie.
Yeah, that's it's an interesting race, isn't it? As you said, Glenn, those three horses that are coming out of the same form lines. I've gone with one of those horses, and that's Thai Boxing. So my numbers 3, 9, 4, and 7. I put Thai Boxing on top. I just thought that run, I know we were all had our hand over our eyes. He just couldn't get out. He never had a crack at them. But going on that, he looked like he was full of running, and he was the one who didn't have a run. So he's going to be the freshest coming out of it, in my opinion. And I thought that he had plenty to offer. He's going to be the horse that's getting in the box seat. He's going to be stalking Queen of Heights, and I think he can be. I certainly think he can beat her today and be too good and win this race. In for second, I have Queen of Heights. I see that she was really solid last start. I thought that was a good run. Backing up, you're always keen on horses that are backing up in that short space of time that have run quite nicely. That run would have certainly topped her off, and she will be making her own luck up on the speed. The World Over, another horse that I thought ran quite nicely last start, ran third behind Emperor's Way, was a little bit slow and closed off nicely. So a horse that will really appreciate staying at the mile, but certainly will appreciate staying at the mile and will be hitting the line nicely. And Isle of Capri I put in for fourth, the horse that's coming out of the same race as Thai Boxing and Queen of Heights. I thought its fifth up run was pretty good, and another horse that will be getting back and running on. 3, 9, 4, and 7 to me.
Yeah, again, I see it much the same way as Lizzie. I've got Thai Boxing just trailing Queen of Heights throughout and then pouncing late. As Lizzie said, everyone saw what happened at Canterbury last Wednesday, stuck on the fence, nowhere to go. Queen of Heights had every possible chance to win that race. Word Gains was just too strong. Thai Boxing was climbing over the back of them late. I think the way this race sets up perfectly for him today, and I'm keen on the 3, Thai Boxing. From the 9, Queen of Heights, I don't know if you read much into the jockey change with Hugh Bowman going from Thai Boxing onto Queen of Heights. No doubt the filly will start favourite. I've backed to the last two starts. She's racing well, but just finding it hard to win. They both do handle the heavy track conditions, though, and I think they'll fight it out, the two Chris Waller-trained runners. I thought if there was a danger, it was the 6, Birdsong. The blinker's on today. Her two runs back have been sound, an improving type. And Isle of Capri did have every possible chance at Canterbury. Worked home nicely without ever threatening the winners. Ran a sound third, but I think her two stablemates have the edge. I'm pretty keen on Thai Boxing. I think run of the race stuff sets up perfectly for him today. In the 5th, 3, 9, 6, and 7.
And exactly the same way from Darren Flindell. 3, 9, 6, and 7 in race 5, the tab.com.au plate. Race 6, the hashtag the races handicap. Glenn, and we spoke about Anisha earlier with Ray. Scratch Saturday to run here.
Yeah, and has he pulled the right rein, Mark Newnham, here? Because Anisha is a $3.20 favourite for the race here. Labdian, who went round in the race Anisha was in behind Heavenly Anna on Saturday, not going round today, 22 cents a win and 17 cents to place the deduction there. Rustic Melody at $7.50. Lady Sansar is a $3.60 chance. Fantasize at $4. Then we go to Love Letter, who came out this morning, 17 cents a win and 15 cents a place. And the bottom one is Crown Moss for Mark Connors and Cathy O'Hara at $5. Best supported runner here is Anisha. It's not huge, but they did put it back up for $3.40. Second pick this morning, they put Lady Sansar up, favourite originally. It's gone 3 to 360. Anisha, 340 into 320.
Yeah, again, just a small field, no pressure here, no noted leader amongst the five runners. Look, I'm thinking, Lizzie, that probably Crown Moss will just jump in front and just dictate. Probably Lady Sansar and Fantasize will camp closer. Anisha, she's a back marker, but only with the five runners, she won't be too far off the lead.
Yeah, a race full of tactics, well, like most of these throughout the day, but my numbers 4, 1, 3, and 5, I've put Lady Sansar on top. I thought the run last start at Gosford was really nice, and Collateral has since gone and won, so that's franked the form. I think this horse is deep into a preparation, has got plenty of residual fitness there that you're going to need on a day like today. Has had one start on the heavy for a second, so certainly she can handle the going, and should be. It is a race of tactics, but she shouldn't be too far off them. In for second, I put Anisha. Back in grade will certainly suit her, and she just had no luck last start at Rose Hill. The start before, she was quite good at Randwick. There's just one query with her, is that she was a little bit green in the straight at Randwick, and then she didn't fire last start at Rose Hill. I just have a query on mares that are not the form is starting to slightly taper off. But if she returns in her form that we have seen her in, where she has won previously at Warwick Farm in the past, she will be very hard to beat. In for third, I have Rustic Melody. The combination Chris Lees and Rachel King, you just can't ignore that. To set me a horse that has got plenty of upside this preparation, is only its third run in, has won on the heavy in the past, and will another race of tactics, but will be hitting the line quite nicely. And in for fourth, I have Fantasize. Hasn't got any heavy form, but has certainly got a bit of soft track form, and I thought that third up will be hitting the line strongly.
Yeah, I'm with Anisha here, Lizzie. Look, she did pull up with the thumps last start, and we often see horses bounce back at their very next start off that. And look, a heavy track form is excellent. 6 attempts, 2 wins, 3 placings. She's unbeaten in 2 attempts at Warwick Farm. As Lizzie pointed out, she's coming back from Saturday grade into a much easier race today. The small field will suit her. She is a back marker. There's no real tempo or slight concern, but she'll be in touch with the leaders throughout. And I just think Anisha will be too good here. I'll back her with confidence. Look, I think the 7 Crown Moss might run a race here. She's a terrific wet tracker. Her credentials on soft and heavy are outstanding. Look, her heavy track form, 14 starts on the heavy. Only won once, but has only missed a place 4 times. She's been placed another 9 occasions. She's always thereabouts. She's likely to lead here, and she might take some running down if it turns into a bit of a sprint home, which is likely. Of the rest, look, I thought Fantasize. We heard from Peter Snowden earlier, Lizzie, and he thinks this mare's looking for the 1600 now. She definitely improved dramatically second up after a disappointing first up run, and the day she won at Kembla on a soft track, it was bordering on heavy that day. I think she'll handle these conditions. And Lady Sansa's racing consistently, has been placed in her one previous start on a heavy. She's rock hard fit. This sets up for a well. One of those races where there's only 5 runners, but you can make a case for all 5. Certainly Rustic Melody's not without a hope too, but I'm pretty confident on Anisha in race 6. Numbers 1, 7, 5, and 4.
Darren Flindell likes Anisha as well for Josh Parr and Mark Newnham. 1 to beat 4, 5 and 7 for Darren. 1, 4, 5 and 7 there. Race 7, the Tab Handicap. Glenn over the sprint trip, 1,100.
Yeah, a benchmark 67 here in a totally new market after the scratchings this morning. We've got wide acclaim. The toppy here is a $4.40 chance. Best guess out this morning after running at Randwick on Saturday, 24 cents a win and nothing the place. Iron George out, no deduction. Vaniloquio is a $5 chance. Akasaki, with the lugging bit on today and the tongue control bit taken off, Stephen Jones brings it to Sydney. It's the $2.50 favourite. Rogue Missile at 13. Young Wheat is a $7 chance. De La Hoya came out this morning, 7 cents a win and nothing the place. Medaglia Valore is at $15. And Final Trick is an $8.50 chance. Nothing happening in the race at the moment.
Yeah, Lizzie, I actually had a bit of speed here, despite only being 7 runners again, just a small field, but there's 2 noted on paces, particularly the bottom weight Final Trick. With the claim, she's got no weight on her back. She loves to lead. She'll bounce out and take up the running here, and she'll roll along at a decent tempo. Medaglia Valore, look, probably lobs into second spot because there's nothing else really to go for. Maybe Rogue Missile will come across and sit outside her, but I think Final Trick should at least ensure a genuine tempo here.
Yeah, another interesting race. My numbers 4, 1, 6, and 5. I have Vaniloquio on top. He was racing really consistently last preparation for Clary Connors, and I think that he's had a break now, just a short freshen up. He's had that trial to keep him up to the mark, and I think he's found a race that he loves being at home, Warwick Farm. I think he's found a race that will really suit him. He's also, they seem to have the key to him, this horse coming back from Hong Kong, keeping him a little bit fresh, giving him a few runs throughout the preparation and giving him the freshen up seems to suit this way of training him. So I've got him on top. From wide acclaim, I thought he's a horse that he's excellent over the 1,000 metres. He certainly will be getting back and running on, and he drops in grade for his return to racing, so he's a horse that I pop in for second. Rogue Missile, I like the fact that this horse has had its first up. He's ran a couple of placings first up in the past. He doesn't mind the wet track, so he's also got the claim for Rachel King. He'll be thereabouts. And Anasaki, I thought its last up win was excellent, and I put him in for fourth. 4-1, 6-5 for me.
Yeah, I'm with Veniloquio too, Lizzie. Look, he'll just lob in behind, final trick, get run of the race stuff, and just needs a bit of luck from the turn. Small field, I'll leave that to Ty England. Lizzie made a really good case for Veniloquio. It's in terrific form, has had 6 weeks between runs, but this horse does like to race best on the fresh side. And look, Claricon, as Lizzie said, has found the key to him. He's really going well at the moment, Veniloquio, and he's the horse to beat. He does also handle heavy tracks, so he ticks all the boxes for mine. Akazaki comes off that brilliant win at Dubbo when it ran terrific time, 101.61 for the 1100, but he has also got wet track form. He's been effective on the heavy previously. He's not just a dry track at Akasaki. Comes here in terrific touch, and he's the danger to Veniloquio. Number 7, Young Hewitt. It was a good run last start at Bathurst. This is a tougher race, but this is a horse who also has proven effective previously on heavy ground, and Matthew Smith Stables just flying at the moment. And Wider Claim, Lizzie also found a Wider Claim in her top four. Resuming here, we heard from Gary Portelli earlier. He's had two solid trials, Wider Claim. Coming up nicely for this preparation, heavy track suits. Deanne Pena's Claim also brings him in pretty well at the weights. It's not without a chance here, but I was pretty keen on the 4 Veniloquio in race 7. 4, 5, 7, and 1.
Boxed up numbers for Darren Flindell. He likes the 4 as well to beat 1, 7, and 5. 4, 1, 7, and 5 in race number 7. Race 8, Glenn, it would be a new market as well.
Yeah. But Andrew, only 12 cents and 14 cents the place deductions there. 10 scratching, so it's not that bad.
Okay.
Spider Coder out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Darcy's Affair out, no deduction. Star Wars out, no deduction. Metallic Charm at 11, Nat King Koo at 26. Torpenhauer, $5.50. Can I Have out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Satirical Magic for Davy Mills at $9. Good Time Charlie, a $4.80 chance. Pelothronius at $8.50. Smack at Us is a scratching, no deduction. Fratellino at $8.50. Level 8, a $3.80 favourite. Our Beatnik with the blinkers on but the pacifiers taken off is a $7.50 chance. Put the pen through every other runner. No interest, 4 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Dylan's Romance, nothing. Final Decision, nothing. Tennessee Hussey, nothing. Eye on America, 4 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Best back runner here is Pelothronius for David Pfeiffer.
Yes, speed probably comes from Fratellino, drawn the inside gate, a noted on pacer. In good form too, led throughout to win at Newcastle last start. He'll probably hold the fence and lead. Metallic Crown now with the scratchings, not too badly drawn, will come out of gate 8, probably crosses and settles second. But Fratellino leads, and again, Lizzie, I think this is one race that should be run at a genuine tempo.
Yeah, I think so, Ray. Ray, do you always put our Beatnik on top?
I've dropped off him because I've been backing him and backing him and backing him, and it's probably going to be the day he wins today, but I've dropped off.
Yeah, well, my number's 14, 6, 12 and 9. I'm actually putting our Beatnik on top for my first time, but I'll tell you my reasons why. I just think that the change in gear is really going to suit him, the pacifiers off and the blinkers on, and I think he's found a really winnable race for him today as well. I think he's a horse that, look, he's very tricky. You don't back him with any confidence, but he's certainly a horse that's got plenty of upside. He's got the talent on this field. It's just whether Glenn Schofield can bring it out in him, and I really do think the gear change with tricky horses like that can make the difference. So I've got him on top from the 6, Torpenhauer. I thought his 2 runs in have been okay. He's got the claim, which will suit him, and he's another horse that's got plenty of ability, but has found a race that he can certainly put his best foot forward in. The 12 in Fratinalo will be making his own luck up on the speed. I thought that run last start at Newcastle, as you said, was very solid, and winning form is the best form, so he's certainly a horse on the up. And in for 4th, I have a Good Time Charlie, another horse who's got plenty of ability, but it's whether they can get it out of him. 14, 6, 12 and 9 for me, right?
Yeah, Lizzie, I tip our Beatnik and Torpenhauer religiously, and I've left them both out of my top four. I'm terrified of each of them on their day. They're very capable of winning this race. I just thought the heavy track conditions and the fact that they've had plenty of chances, I've just dropped off them. I've gone for the 8, Satirical Magic, a horse who's always over the odds. Glenn mentioned $9 here. Look, he'll give you a terrific sight. He's as honest as the day is long. Doesn't win often, but in saying that, his 2 runs back this prep have been excellent. He was a narrowly beaten first up at Gosford by that speedy horse Tornadic, and then boxed on nicely at Canterbury behind Best Guess and Bratislava. That's a strong form race. Third up here, he's won third up previously, has handled heavy track conditions with the claim for Andrew Adkins. He's drawn a soft gate. He'll be up on speed or close to it. I think 8 Satirical Magic will give you a terrific run for your money in the last. I thought the danger was the 13 Level 8 with the scratchings. Now Level 8 comes into gate 7, which is a real bonus. This horse is rock hard fit. Last start effort was terrific when third in Magical Stance at Randwick. This is an easier race. He's also got good heavy track form at Level 8, and I think he's the big danger to Satirical Magic. Number 10, Pelothronius, at least comes off a good tough win on a heavy last start. Corey Brown is winning on everything at the moment. It's drawn to get a lovely run here, Pelothronius, and he'll be in the finish. And of the rest, I thought number 4, Metallic Crown, disappointing horse at times. He's a stakes winner as a younger horse. Had the first up run, was well beaten, but today, with the scratchings, will come out of gate 8. I think he'll cross and probably settle outside Fratellino. He has performed very effectively on the heavy previously at $11 for Hugh Bowman. I think he's over his Metallic Crown, but I'll stick with Satirical Magic in the last. It's a tough race. 8, 13, 10 and 4. I'm terrified of 6, Torpenhow, and my old favourite, number 14, our Beatnik.
Righto. Well, Darren Flindell likes the 10 to beat 4, 13 and 6. 10, 4, 13 and 6 for Darren. His best is in the first. Race 1, number 3. What about you, Lizzie?
Look, I think Tivoli Street will certainly be very hard to beat, but he's been very well found with a punter, so I'm going to go with my best in Thai boxing, a little bit more value.
Okay, Thai boxing, race 5, number 3 today. Hey, thanks for joining us. What you need to do now is go and Google Batman.
Good luck. I will do that. That can be my homework.
It can be. Good luck with that, and we'll hear you right through the day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lizzie. Thanks. Lizzie Jolson there. What about you, Ray?
Yeah, look, I found Thai boxing too, as Lizzie has, as my best. But just as a point of difference, Andrew, race 3, number 8, Flying DJ. I mentioned her earlier, the High Chaparral filly. Yep. Has no form at all at a previous preparation. But those two trials have been eye-catching. And I think at $12, she's a terrific gamble. Race 3, number 8, Flying DJ.
Race 3, number 8. All right. First at 5 past.